This mimer in Teruah Vayechi is a biur al hanal, is on the explanation of the previous mimer of Chachlili Einayim Yoyin L'ben Shinayim Micholov. Over there it talks about the blessing in the simple meaning, how their eyes will be shot with blood, you know, their eyes will be red from wine. We drink a lot of wine. And the teeth will be white from milk. There will be so much wine and so much
milk.
And he explains what is the idea of wine and milk, the way it's a pi Chassidus, a pi Kabbalah. What is the idea over here? So he says here, Levayir hadvorim bira anar, Levayir hadvorim hanemorim lemayla aposik chachlili chulu. So he says, Hina atoido nikro yayin v'cholov. We find, the Pasuk talks about wine and milk, so we find the Torah is also called Yayin Cholov. Like the Pasuk says, Ulechi chush shivru b'loy kesev u'b'loy mechir yayin v'cholov. Go and purchase without money and without a price, you can buy wine and milk. Basically what it means, the Torah doesn't, you have to pay for it. It doesn't cost anything to learn. You can buy this without them, but this is a reference to the Torah. So we see here the Torah is called wine and milk. So it says, so to understand this, what is the milk, what is the wine, what is this idea in Torah? In the Tzorich Lahav in Inyan Beis Bechinas Ahava Rabba Behava Soilom. What is the meaning of Ahava Rabba? Ahava Rabba means the great love. Avas Oila means a love of the world. And these are two separate levels. There's a love that comes from the world, and there comes this great level of love. Ava Rabba Yabo Mil Milo. That great love, that is, comes to the person from above. Asher Meilo Mimela Nafshi Be'eres Kitanur Eish. It's on its own and by itself. His soul burns like a furnace of fire. Which means, on its own means, he didn't do it. He didn't work at it. It burns like a fire. Ba'avas oilom ya'ava bo al deiz barnus. And avas oilom is the love that comes through reflection, through meditation. V'yesh ava gimul ha'gadoylo mishneim. And there's yet a third love, which is greater than both of them. That's called a love of delight. It's known there are four names. Four names meaning the Shem Havaya, there's four names. There is Ab, Sag, Ma'uban. 72, when it comes to the numerical value of 72, it comes to the numerical value of 63. It comes in number 45, and it comes in number of Ban. Because depending on how you spell out the letters, whether Yud is Yud Dalet, Yud Vav Dalet, or Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, Vav Vav, various different ways you will get a different number. So Bogdis name, Vini Shem Ban, Nofel Bishvira. Vishem Mahu Amavar. The name Ban of the Shem Havaya. That particular name is what fell down in the Shvira. When they talk about the Shvira Sakelim from Toyu, that fell down, that's the name of Ban, the letter of Torah 72. And the name of Yud Kivovki in the name Shema, the way it's 45, Ma, that's Mevarer, who Mevarer. So, V'omnom, Tchila Mevarer Malchus Da'atzilus, Hanikras Shem Ban, as rapach netzutzin shabia, v'achach nimshach shema levar sheni schulu. He says, in the beginning, malchus de atzilus, which is ban, that sorts out the 288 sparks that are in bia, and then there is nimshach shema to sort it out a second time. It's two activities. What does it mean? Obir advar. Hinei noida, it's known the malchus da atzilus yeredes b'cholaylo b'ya b'ya levar birurim. that Malchus of Atzilus descends every night into Bia in order to sort out over their sorting outs. As it states in the Zohar, Elef Turin, the Ochla Behema Rabo, Ushisius Loin Begimi Yochodo. 1,000 mountains that this great Behema eats, and it drinks it with one gulp, with Gimi Yochodo. Pirish, Behema. What is the meaning of what says the Behema? Is Begimatria Ban. Behema equals the numerical value of Ban, 52. Vahainu, Malchus Datsilus. So this is a reference, that Behema, that's a reference to Malchus Datsilus. Hamevareres, which sorts out Nitzutzin de Toyu, the sparks of Toyu. So that's Malchus Datsilus that sorts out the Nitzutzim of Toyu. Lihi Yois. Why is he doing that? Shekasha Nofla Nitzutzim Bebiyah. Ubenoiga, when these sparks fell down in Bri Yitzirasiya and in Noiga, Hey Muravim Toivura. So then there's a mixture of good and bad. Ve'einom Bevchinas Elokus, and they're not in a level of godliness. Umalchus Datsilus Mevareres Oisom Shis Hapchulis Elokus, and Malchus of Atsilus sorts them out so that they should become godly, because there is a mixture over there, and that sorts them up so that they become godly. And that's why the Shem Ban is called the Avas Olam. Ki Olam Miloshin Helam. Olam comes from the language of Helam. V'hainu ha'ava shenizgalis mi'ahelam. That is a love which has been revealed from what's been hidden. So he explains. Shekoi dematfilo hoiso behelam. Before the person davens, that love to Hashem is hidden. It's not open. But then, afterwards, through davening, nizgalis, it becomes revealed. So what happens? You have a love in your heart, which is there, but you don't know about it. When you start davening and you meditate and you daven, then it comes out. So what does this mean? Benimtzu sh'ava zu hibah mehizbarnus. So where does this ava come from? From the hizbarnus. Because he meditated, he reflected on it, he davened with it. So that's how it became out. Begam pirush avas oilom, and another meaning of avas oilom. So again, so why is it called avas oilom? Oilom means helam, hidden. It's a love that comes from the hidden. Meaning, first there was the love there, but it was hidden. It's an ava that comes out, it's revealed from the hidden. Because in the beginning it's not open. That's why it's called avas oilam, an ava from hidden. The God pirush oilam, and another meaning of avas oilam, shai spailus v'ava zu nimsheches mibchinas oilam. Another meaning of avas oilam, that the excitement and this ava, it extends from the level of Olam. So it comes from the level of world. That level. Hainu, Kimel Derech Moshul, Ha'odom Mispoel Liyis Loi Ava, Ayidei Sheroye Moivsim Hepech HaTava. A person becomes excited to begin to love by seeing Moivsim, seeing wonders. Hepech HaTava, which are opposite of nature. Kimoi, lapach memaim leish, to turn water into fire. Omeish lemaim, or to turn from fire to water. She is hapach mahus echad lemuzachar, so that one essence turns into another essence. Aideze royek dulos Hashem yizborech. That way he sees Hashem's greatness. Biagilem is avel Hashem. And that's why he's going to get a love to Hashem. So he sees Hashem's miracles in the world. He sees Hashem's wonders. So he sees from the world, he sees Hashem in the world, how the nature of the world becomes different. He sees greatness, he sees Hashem's greatness, so he gets excited. Because he sees in the world things happening. That's an excitement that brings the godliness of Hashem and brings him to Abba. So why is it called Abba Soilom in this case? Because it comes from the world. It comes from a reason, a cause, from the world. You see in the world things, that's what gives you the Abba. And in a similar way, when we talk about above the level, this is the way in Avodah. Habiru nitzutzu d'shem ban shemevarer biyah. This, that the name of ban is mevarer in biyah. That's called nikra avasoylam. That's called avasoylam ipnei. Shemibchin asoylam nivre liyus elikus. Because from the level of world, it becomes elikus. Mashen kein shema nikra avarab. That's called avarab. So, when you're mevarer, when it's ban, you're mevarer. You're switching around, like from the world, you're turning it into kedusha. But when you talk about the shema, that's called the avarab, the great love. Liyosha shema hu bebchinas elikus be'etzem. That's in essence godly. It's not that you turned around, you showed the miracle from the world to change it around, but it's l'chatchila godly. It's holy. Loi mimashin is ban bebchinas elikus be'etzem ban shem mevarer biyah. It's not like that which has been sorted out from the level of world as a shemaj mevarer biyah. V'hainu, aydei sapchus mera l'toiv kinal. That would be through changing around from bad to become good, as mentioned before, shenichla b'shem ban. V'lachach nikra ahavas oylam. And that's why we call this also, that love of shema, that's mahapich ban, we call this ahavas oylam. Just like a person that switches around through the miracles that you show him. So the same thing over there, how does he get the level is through ban, switching around and becoming the level of godliness. You're sorting out and you show godliness. That's similar to the avarab. When we talk about Shema, that is Mevarer Ban, that's Kedugmas Avarab. That is a symbol of Avarab. So what does it mean, Avarab? So the Avarab is Dihine Inyan Ha'Avarab Hiel Derech Moshul Ha'Ava Hashem Eilav Mislahit. You have a love which is on its own. You didn't daven, you didn't anything. All of a sudden you feel in your heart, you have a great love to Hashem, on its own. So lekach nikra b'loshon rabba, because that's why it's called the great love. Why liyosh ahava soilom hine yesh gam bazelum hazeh. Ahava soilom, there is one against the other. That there could be also kedusha, but there's also the klipa. Lekach nareim. That's what we find. Even though when he was davening, the person during davening, he had a love to Hashem. That's considered the Ava from the world. Nevertheless, later on, he occupies himself in worldly matter. Why? Because there is one opposite the other. Sheshneim hem bechinas oilam. They're both in the level of world. Zeilam bezeilam. This is a world. This is a world. So you can have the love to Hashem during davening, and then you have the love, and you have the other things, the worldly matter. Mashen ke bechinas avarabe, as opposed to when we talk about the level of the great love. Liyosu minitzel kus atzmi, since that comes from the godly spark itself. Over there's no one opposite the other. There's only Kiddush over there. There's no Klippa. There's no other side. That's godly, not a debirer. You don't have to sort out. It's just godly lechatchila. וכמכן מיילו של אביר, כמו יאב הרבה שבו מאילהו מלמיילו. It's like the great love that comes from above. ונעים כל זה, so together with this, הרי אב הרבה שנקרא מה, מסלבשס באב הסוילו. So this אב הרבה, which is called מה, also dresses up in אב הסוילו. הנקרא בן, לברר בירושני. This Ava Rabba Ma dresses up a second time in Avas Eilom to make a second purification. Aval Ava Gimel, but the third level, Vihani Kros Ava B'Tanugim, Shu'inyan Shem Ab, that's the name of Ab 72, Einam Slabeshes Klal, Loi Ba'Ava Rabba, Loi Ba'Ava Eilom. That doesn't come out at all, not in Ava Rabba, and not in Ava Eilom. So, what he's trying to talk about here is the three levels of Ava. Ava Soilom, Ava Rabbe, and Ava Bitanug. Ava Soilom, and he talks about both ways. He talks about the way it's an Atzilus, and then the way the experience of the person was here in Davening. But by the person, Navoida, the Ava Soilom is something that comes from the world. Or he says either Miloshin Helam, that he changes to Gili, or because it comes from the world itself, from being Mivad the world. Which you have Zelumazeh, that's Avas Oilam, meaning you have the battles and you create the level of Ava. But the Ava is has a counterpart, has the Ava, the Noiga, has also the Ava. Then you have the Ava Rabba. He says that Ava Rabba is Kedusha by itself, but later on it says it comes down into the Ava Soilom. He didn't explain yet much, which he said then. And then you have Ava B'Tanugim, that is, doesn't come down, not in Ava Rabba, not in Ava Soilom, it's just a lofty and a higher level of Ava, Ava B'Tanugim. So, how does one get this Ava B'Tanugim? How does one reach the level of Ava B'Tanugim? But Derech Agav, it is said about the Alter Rebbe, that the Alter Rebbe, he used to go into this like a trance because he was so connected in the Ava B'Tanugim, and that's why he would say that he doesn't want anything. He doesn't want the Gan Eden Elyon, Gan Eden Tachton. He just wants Hashem himself. This was sort of an experience that he had. And as the Rebbe writes in some places, that he had to tear himself away. There was a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh on the part of the Alter Rebbe to tear himself away from this great level of Ava is Ava B'Tanugim, to go out to do a favor for a Yid. You know, it was a big Mesiras Nefesh to give up, to be able to go out and do what he had to do in that level. Oh. So he says like this. So how does one get the Hamshachas Tanugim? Achinei, Hamshachas Shem Ava, Ava B'Tanugim. How does one bring down the name Leva Ava B'Tanugim? Hukashen Ischabru Yachdov Ava Rabba, that's when you connect together the great love and the love of the world. Shema v'shem ban, azay mamshichin gam shema. So then you can bring them also shema. So first you need the shema and the shem ban to work with the world to get the lower levels of ava, and then you can also get the shema, the higher level. Hagam shugavay mishneim. Even though that it's higher from both, but it's only when you have Ava Rabba and Ava Olam together when you get the Ava, Ava Tanug.
Could I ask?
Huh?
Could I ask a question?
Sure.
It's not a serious question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just missed
it. Tzilus goes down every night to Biyah, to Bri Yitzirah Asiyah. Mm-hmm. So that's the first level. But then it goes down again. After you have the Shema, it goes down again, comes down into Biyah, in the higher level, the level of Ava Rabba also comes down. Now, he didn't speak about it, how it happens in the Avoida for the person yet, but let's wait to see what he's going to say over here with regards to the Avoida of the person. When did the person get the Ava Rabba? He just said that when the Ava Rabba comes down into the Ava Soilom, and then you get even a higher level of Ava B'Tanugim, which is higher than both.
It's very interesting, decodable for us. No, I just completely understand.
No, I mean, again, there is the there is the inyonim, the way they are in Avodas Ha'odom, the way we do it here below, in our Avodah. And then there is the inyonim as they are accomplished in the spiritual worlds, in the Olam of Atzilus. So our davening over here is considered like the Ahavas Olam, and that impacts, or that is connected to the Birur of Malchus that goes down in Biyah, which goes down, which is in Ban, which is would be considered the Ahavas Olam. But then there is the higher level of Ahava Rabbah, which is the level of Malchus on its own, not as Malchus being Shema on its own, it's Olam HaTikun, it's Ma, and that is not as it sorts out Ban, it's not like it comes down into Bia, it's not like the person, his davening, when he is sorting out and he is getting the Ahava Soilom, the Ahava from the world, but that's sort of a level that comes higher than the person. That comes to the person on its own, or in the level of the Sviris, that is the Malchus. That is when the level of Malchus on its own has the Shema, and that's its own level. Not that it gains through being Mevarer Ban, but its own level. But then it goes down a second time into the level of Ban, into Biyah. Now it goes down, it's similar to the Avasel, but then we have the Avarab. I think we have to wait because I'm not, it didn't yet go through clearly. Let's wait and let's see what is going to happen over here.
Sorry,
no? Oh, it says like this. So this is going to explain these matters. He says, "In the Atzilus Bri Yitzira Asiya, in each world, whether it's Atzilus, whether it's Bri Yitzira Asiya, there is Eser Sviris, there's 10 Sviris. But inside there, there's also worlds and there is rooms. In the Eser Sviris Heime Melakus, the Eser Sviris, they're godly." That doesn't need to be sorted out. That is like the Shema. So the spheres in each world don't need to, they're like the Neima. They're okay. They don't have to be sorted out. You don't have to be Mabarada. But yet the worlds and the different rooms, they require sorting out in order for them to be included in the Eser Sviris, which is Mamash Godly. So within the world, they need to be sorted out to be included in the Eser Sviris. V'haynu, ayidei habirur deban shenichlolim boi, habirurim de'olam ois ve'echolis. That becomes through the birur of ban. And then when the ban is mevarer them, sorts them out, so then included in it are the sorting out of the other cholis. And then it becomes from the name of Ma to be Mabara the second time. Bizehu inyan yichud havaye velikim. Shehein duchra v'nukva. That's the unity of Hashem and Elikim, which is the male and the female, masculine and the feminine. Ma uban. Ma is the male, and ban is the... That's when the ma comes down again a second time to ban. V'hine k'siv zocher nekev abrom v'varech oitzom. It says, Hashem created them male and female, and then it says he blessed them. So the Zohar explains that the reason is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu does not rest in a place which is blemished, only in a place which is whole. So you need a Zohar Nekeva, then you have a Baruch Hoysum, you have a hold in Baruch Hoysum. Dachar v'nukva, when you have both levels of Zachar and Akeva. Al-Kain, ma'oiririn, b'chinas ha'gavoya merich shneim. They therefore bring down a higher level than both of them, than Zachar and Akeva they bring down. Uki'inyan, like the idea of the chuppah, she'nichnosim b'chosim v'kalo, chosim v'kalo, she'boim shneim dachar v'nukva, that's why there is also the revelation of the makifim, the canopy where they're standing in the wedding canopy, because you get the level of makif. Bahainu, ayidei shekasher sheim ban mevarer biya. When the sheim ban sorts out biya, boz malo iso man l'sheim ma, and then ma elevates them to the level of ma. And then Ma calls down to be Mevar. After that, when the two mislabshin ze baze, when they Ma and Ban come together, begins Yichud Avaya Lekim. As I nimsha gam shem up, so then you have also up. Hanikra Abba betanugim. The Zehu Zochar Nekeva Brom, the Creator Zochar Nekeva, Hainu Dochar Shema, Venukva Shema. He blesses them, then you get the Shema. The Zohar Nekevi, then you get the Shema. V'hine yedua shegilu eiden sof da'atika kadisho hu b'bchines ha'chokh m'datzilus, that the revelation of the Ein Sof of Atik, the Holy Atik, he's in the level of chokhma, da'atzilus li'yosu b'tachas ha'bitl, because that is the total subjugation. Vine Atik who al derech moshul b'chinas tainuk. Atik, by way of example, is the level of tainuk. We're talking here about being mamshach tainuk. Ukmosho anroim gam kein shegilu ha'tainuk hu b'chochma. As we see that the revelation of the delight is a chochma. Kashegilu haskol ha'chadosho ma'amaskil. When the person reaches a new idea from the maskil. Zo yengilu ha'chochma m'koyrei. Then he will be delighted with a tremendous delight. Must be the word choisim alikim. V'chinas chokma da'atzilus shem ba, shem ab. V'lachoy nikra shem ab, ab b'tanugim, l'fishu hu gilui tainug elyon. And because that's the revelation of an upper delight. V'zehu ab b'tanugim davke. This is the level of b'tanugim davke. So it seems like this. It seems like there is a process over here. First, you have to deal with the biruv. You have to deal with ban. Then you have to deal with.
Comes from the world of Togur.
Yeah, but we have to deal with it because it came down in Murav Toivara, the Shvira. Ban is the way the Shvira comes from Toyu, but it's the Shvira is already Toivara. So there's a mixture there. So you got to be Mevarer it.
Okay, understood.
So one thing is to be Mevarer Ban. Mm-hmm. And the next step is to reach to the level of Ma by itself. There is the Ma which is Mevarer Ban, which is comes down to Mevarer, then there is the level of Ma by itself.
So
there is Ban and Ma.
I understand.
And then, once the ma, the ban is the ma is mevarer the ban elevates the netzutzis to ma. So then the ma can come down again to bia, and becomes a yichud. That's the second birur. There's a yichud from shem avay velikim from ma and ban. Then vayvaruch hayisum lekim. Then mamshul the shem ab, which is the level of abba b'taynugim.
Yeah,
something like that.
Then what's purpose of Ma? It seems like it's...
It's Mevar, yeah, you're right. So the Ban is the mixture itself, but the Ma goes down to be Mevar the Ban. That's one level. Mm-hmm. Once it's Mevar the Ban, so the Birur, once it's Nisbar, they are elevated up to the Shema. Once they're elevated, then the Shema comes down again as they are elevated to connect with the... with the Shem Ban, that's the Yichud Avaya Elikim, Zohar Nekeva, and then you get Vayvarech Hoysom Elikim, you get the level of Abba B'Tainugim. But he hasn't explained yet how it comes in Avedis Odom. I mean, it's all it's made, meant for Avedis Odom. He's telling you now the way it works in the Sfiris over there, that first Ma is Mevarer Ban. Then once Ban is elevated, you come into the level of Ma itself, and then you create a Yichud from Ma and Ban. And that's Zochan Nekei with Avaya Lekim. And through them you get Vayvorech Ha'isim Lekim, you get the level of Abba B'Tanukim, you get the level of Shem Ab, of Ayin Beis, which is that low. Okay, okay, so we'll do in the Maimer in Vayichi, the last Maimer in Biur Al-Hanal, Levayra Dvor Nemor Lamayla Poschachlili, so the third part we're doing. Okay, B'zehu Chachlili Einayim Meyoyin. What does it mean? This is the meaning of the Pasuk Chachlili Einayim Meyoyin. V'amar Razal, our sages tell us, Chachlili is meaning Kol Cheich HaToyim Oimer Lili. Chach is the any cheich, the gum that tastes it, says, give me. So meaning that it's delicious. Chach li li. Yesh loimar, keif la loshen li li. So we can say, what is the duplicate language of li li? Yesh lohavim. What is the keif la loshen li li? Ach inyan hu, shizehu inyan, beiz aliyos, shal beiz bechines. Those are the idea, is the two elevations of the two levels of Ava Rabbe v'Ava Seilom, which is Ma'u Ban. Ba'atik Yoimin v'Arich Ampin, in the level of Atik Yoimin v'Arich Ampin, Kalil. Mipnei Sheheim Oilim b'Bchinas Shem Ab, because they go up in the level of Shem Ab, Sheshom Gilui Atik v'Arich. Where is the revelation of Atik and Arich? V'zohu Cheich HaToyim Oimer Lili Pirush. This is what meaning the Cheich HaToyim is Lili Pirush. Cheich HaToyim u'Bchinas Chochma. The Atzilus, the Cheich HaToyim, it tastes at the level of Chochma Atzilus. Shenikra Cheich, that's called the level of Cheich. Cheich is the gum where you taste the Shema, Vubchinas Taimim, and that's the level of reason. Sheheim, or reason, taste, and reason. Sheheim b'Sheim, Abkinoida. As Lemnokinoida, Sheyesh Dalet, B'chinos. There are the four levels of Tanto. So Tanto is Taimim, Nekudes, Tevis, and Osius. Those are the four things. The Taimim is the trop, Nekudes is the vowel, Tevis is the words, and Osius is the letters. Those are make up the words. Kenegadalet Shemis, those are correspond to the four names, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Ban. And V'chokhma da'atzilus, and Chokhmah Atzilus ibechinas Cheich HaToyim, and that's the Cheich HaToyim Hainu ibechinas Taimim. That's the trop. That's the Taimim. Ukmoi al derech Moshu kasher yitim hodem is a Michael Hanerev. Umosik, just as for example a person who tastes some food, which is sweet and pleasant. Misanik mazeh become gets pleasure with it. Came in this time of chokma. Likewise, the level of timing, the trap and the chokma. Yeshom gilu atik. There is a revelation of atik over there. Vezohu cheich atoyim, and this cheich atoyim b'chinas ab chokma oimer lili. Chokma says lili u'b'chinas aliyas avarabe v'avaseilum. That is the aliyas both of the avarabe and avaseilum. How do you get the chachlili einayim? That happens from the yoyin. Ki hine al yidei shenichnes yayin yeino shel teira yoytzusoy. Through this that the wine enters, which is the wine of teira, the secret comes out. Nichnes yayin yoytzusoy. Pirush soyd. What is soyd? Means abarab. Soyd is the great love hamisuteres, which is hidden sheteitzim me'elim halagilui. That it should come out from the hidden to the revealed. Liyes, his lapshus ave rabe, that there should be dressing up the great love, which is ma, ba'avas oilam, which is ban, which is love of ban. Ba'ayideze, shneim oilam nechlolim b'chokhma, they're both elevated in chokhma, v'zol chachli l'chulu miyoin. This miyoin, pirush ma'ashecheich ha'toyim oimer li, this that the Cheich HaToyim says Lili Hali Dmao Ban Ba'ab, Zohu Miyayin, that comes from Yayin, Shai Dei Zeh Shenichnes Yayin shel Torah, the wine of Torah, Yayin shel Torah, Yotzosoy, the Slavshus Ma Beban. Then the secret comes out, the Slavshus Ma Beban. And that's why it's so the Yayin causes that to be Ma'ir, the Shem Ab, Li is Chech HaToyim, should be Chech HaToyim, the Chech, which tastes. V'nebichinas Gilui Zed, the Shem Ab, Gilui Zed, the Shem Ab, who be Shabbos, Shuinyan Moichin da Abba, that is the Moichin of Abba, Moichin of Chochma, V'ayne Gilu V'am Shochas, Oine Go'elyim, that is the revelation and bringing down the light of the above, b'chinas atika kaddisha b'chinas chokhma, the level of atika kaddisha or atika in level chokhma. Ukmei shekosu v'koros l'shabbos oineg, that means l'hamshich v'likra oineg b'chokhma. To call the Shabbos oineg, meaning koros, you draw down to the Shabbos, to the chokhma, the level of oineg, the level of the light. Ukmei shekosu b'mosim b'chokhma achar aposuk maimer azal. As written elsewhere, based on the saying of a sage called "Vaychulu b'Shabbos kilu nashut l'Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh bereishis," that anyone who says "Vaychulu b'Shabbos bereishis" as if you became a partner to Hashem in the act of creation. V'zehu gamkin kol hakavanos achilu b'Shabbos, and this is also the intention of all the eating on Shabbos la'amshu b'chinas atik b'chokhma, that we're trying to bring down the level of atik b'chokhma. That's the union of oinik, the tainug on Shabbos, because that is the idea of bringing down Atik Keser into Chochmah. Achina Amar Razal, Mishtar Berub Shabbos, Yechel B'Shabbos. They say, you have to trouble yourself before Shabbos in order for you to have Shabbos. In order to be Mamshech, these Hamshochas, you have to work before Shabbos. Zoh Chachlili Einayim Chul. Peter's Einayim. Yesh B'reiz B'chinas B'Einayim. What is Einayim, a plural? Because there's two levels in B'Einayim. Ha'alef Ha'ad Mumis, Vazarudi Shebinayim. One is the redness and the clear and the shine of the eyes, vabeis chivredeni, that's the white part of the eye. V'ni'in admiumis, the idea of this redness, u'b'chinas yislabuz v'rishpeish, that's the level of excitement and this burning fire, the sparkling fire, listakol v'yikorod malko, to gaze in the glory of the king. Moshikosu hasbi einecha minek dechulu d'inum moikdin lebe shall have in rechum usiki noida. For they burn with the shalheves of Ava as known. And also in the Rabbah is explained, Katzom is stakal b'mitzchot Arich. And when Zo looks at the forehead of Arich, Mekabel, Shinai Nohedin, he receives this 370 shines, Ubifonim, and then when he looks at the Fonim, is Kufnun Nohedim, and then you get the 150 lights, Meshikosuv, Ki Yikore, Kan Tzipar Lefonechot. So when the Yikorim will come to you, the Khan. Khan is the nest, but here it means Kufnun, it means 150. For the idea is, Arech Ab, which is Keser, that is the lowest level in the Maitzel, and Zo is the source for the worlds of Bri Yitzirasiya. Shalkach Zo Nikra Ilom. That's why Zo is called Oilok, Meshikosu Oilom Chesibon. Ulakach Hazo Mislahev, and therefore the Zo is fires up, Lekol Lumaila Beir Insof, to be included above in the Eir Insof, Bechinas Arich Ampin Chul, in the level of Arich Ampin Chul. Bechein, Abed Yisod Lumato, same thing is, the service of the human, the person below, Distakol Lumikoridu Malko, is to gaze at the glory of Hashem. Einei Tomid El Hashem, my eyes are always by her unto Hashem. That is the excitement that comes from below to above, which is specifically through the eyes. Meaning when you look and you gaze at Hashem's creations and Hashem, you get an excitement. That's Mumat Lamaila. That comes through the eyes. This is the redness of the eyes, which points to the idea of excitement and the sparkling fire. And through the Zohar looking in a way of excitement, so then the flow is extended from Akh to Zohar. Tomid El Hashem, Zohar, Meshikosu, Ayin Hashem al Yireyov. As it says, Hashem's eyes is to those who fear him, which means that he brings down the Hamshach. Because first you introduce your eyes to Hashem, or always to Hashem, who is Slavas Matlamaila, which is the excitement from below to above. That means you trouble of Shabbos, you have your excitement first, then you get back in return. Then the flow comes back from above to below to be in Hashem. And this is the 370 lights, or Kuf Nun Nahirin, the 150 lights. The Makabel Zohar Marachapi, that Zohar receives Marachapi. Hayin HaShefem Lamayin, which is the flow from Bavchut. Shubichinas Eina, which is the level of Ayin, the Yuchiver, which is the white. Kemisha Kosu, the Rabba, Daf Kuf Chavtes, so with base, Daf Kuf Lamayin base, with As Chasen, Bechad Chivra, the Eina Tovachulu. That I guess it rests in the one, in the white part of the good eye. As opposed to the other powers, as is such as the power of the wisdom of midas, the emotions. In order to look into the mitzvah, the forehead of the arachapin, and then to receive the light from the miyavsher, Riya, only through vision. Shehi mibachutz, which is in the outside. She nechles lefinim, doesn't go inside. But then you have uleven shinayim. The pasuk says uleven shinayim mecholov. Hina shinayim mevaririm. The teeth they sort out because they chew up and they take the food. They chew it up. V'ubchinas ibur bebet neima. That is the level of the pregnancy in the mother of Ema. Kemoshul midas shebeseichel. As for example, the emotions as they are intellectually, liris ba'ein haseichel, so that you see with the eyes of the intellect, mehusa midos, the essence of the midos, l'dagdik l'fashim b'em, yesh b'em teruvis, and to look into, to be particular, and to look at them, if there's a mixture, zohu b'bet neima, this is in the stomach of the bina, ulumayla b'zoh, and above, and zoh, tlas klilin, these three are included goy klas within three chulumash nisbarer, and that which is sorted out nas atzilus velakus, that becomes atzilus and godly v'absoilus nidchalachutz, and the leftover is pushed outside chulum. Chenadruma miles chulum. Also to up the levels, which means whatever is sorted out becomes holy, and then the rest gets pushed away. And then the increase growth becomes through milk. After birth, that means the mother nurses the baby. That's the cholov that comes afterwards. And that is what it means. This great, this growth means that it should be extended. The light and the energy. That the midas should be shining and clear. And this is mean by shinaim. Shinaim atzmam nasin levenim kechacholov. That the teeth themselves become white because of the milk. Shemshasa birer adaim ein levenim. Einam levenim. At the time that you're sorting out, they're not white yet. Machshay isuk liris lupashri, because he's occupied to see and to search. Vubichin is katnas. That's the level of smallness. Mash enkei. Leben shinaim, shinas levenim amirim, the ben shinaim that became white and shiny chulu, sheyesh birur achar birur, there's one sorting of the other chulu, akoilu al yidei, pesechas yodecha, you open up yodecha, hu bichinas yudgimul tikunei dikna, the 13 strands of the beard, sheheim yudin vavin, those are yudin and vavim, saris v'gumis, those are the hairs and the holes, where the hairs are, the holes of the hairs, where it is Abba Yenik Mazel Haches, the Abba Chokma nurtures from the eighth Mazel, which is Neutzer, is Oisiyes Rotzen, that's the level of Rotzen, this level of Neutzer. Why they say Naseb, because we say Ritzoin Yir Psechis Decha, Mazbil Chol Chai Rotzen, so that makes the Rotzen, but the Naseb Rotzen Gamlo Chol Chai, Gizol Chai Chulu, Vahaye Dei, Hatoisvis Abba. This additional Abba Shemamshich Eir Abba Al Nafshoi, he brings down the Eir Abba in itself, Abba Yonik Mazla Cheskinal, Umizgale B'toicha Rotzen Shalamayla Mayla, and it is revealed the Rotzen which is higher, higher Chulu, Umoshul Yudin Vavin, and the example of Yudin Vavin, Ka Yudu Tzimtzum Ha'oir, B'oir upon him, the Yud is the contraction of the light in the face, the skin of the face, Amachasi, we cover any Yitzel Derech Guma, it comes out through a hole, Vavav, that is the beard, and the vav is the extension of the hair, it's enough for the one who understands it. Solik Sefer Bereshis. This is the last Maimer of the Sefer Bereshis.